Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden meet tonight in the first of three presidential debates. Tonight's moderator is Chris Wallace of Fox News. Wallace is a rarity on the cable channel, best known for conservative commentary. He's widely respected by Democrats and recently won praise for a tough interview with President Trump. Media critics will be watching to see how he handles issues like race and whether he'll ask about climate change. WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports that Wallace first showed his mettle when he started his career in Boston more than 50 years ago.
When Wallace joined the Boston Globe in 1969, fresh out of Harvard, his colleagues didn't know much about him, but they did know his father.
Everybody knew his father.
This is Martin F. Nolan, now retired after a long career as one of the Globe's top journalists. He's talking about the late 60 Minutes reporter Mike Wallace, a Brookline native who was already a prominent figure on CBS News when his son Chris got his first job. Nolan says the younger Wallace quickly made his own name.
I remember this. There was a mayor's conference in, I think it was in Pittsburgh.
It was, and what sticks in Nolan's memory is a moment when the powerful mayor of Chicago at the time, Richard J. Daley, stepped into an elevator to avoid reporters. Daley's three bodyguards didn't deter Wallace from following.
Chris Wallace just walks right on. That impressed me. He wasn't afraid, and the mayor of Chicago didn't know he was the son of Mike Wallace.
Nolan recalls that Daley rewarded Chris Wallace's boldness by agreeing to an interview. He's scored many more interviews since then, including one with Trump over the summer. In that sit-down, Wallace delivered some instant fact-checking, such as when the president falsely claimed that Democratic nominee Joe Biden wants to defund police departments. He also added context to Trump's boast that he'd aced a cognitive test.
Incidentally, I took the test, too, when I heard that you passed it.
Yeah, how did
it's
you
not
do
the hard, well, it's not the hardest test.
No, but
it
the
is,
last...
It's a picture, and it says, what's that? And it's an elephant.
No, no, no. You see, that's all misrepresentation.
Well, that's what it was on the web.
It's all misrepresentation. Because, yes, the first few questions are easy, but I'll bet you couldn't even answer the last five questions. I'll bet you couldn't. They get very hard, the last five questions.
Well, one of them was count back from 100 by 7.
Wallace's pushback set the interview apart from Trump's usual appearances on Fox News. Other hosts on the popular cable channel often don't challenge the president when he says something misleading or untrue. Washington Post media columnist Margaret Sullivan says Fox News tries to exploit Wallace's reputation for tough questioning.
They use that as a fig leaf to cover up the fact that it's really a pro-Trump network and not truly a news network in many ways.
Sullivan expects Wallace will do a good job as moderator tonight, but worries his performance could lend credibility to Fox News programs that aren't as rigorous as his. Fox News declined to make Wallace available for an interview, but I spoke with him in 2016 when he moderated three Republican primary debates and a general election debate. He acknowledged that he's viewed differently from some of his colleagues at Fox News and shared a bit of an off-camera conversation with then-President Barack Obama to make the point.
I don't think this is off the record. He said, as I've told you before, and in fact, he has told me before, I have problems with some Fox shows. But I always feel that you treat me fairly.
All eyes now are on how Wallace treats Trump and Biden in tonight's debate. Some viewers may notice that his no-nonsense style resembles his father's.
I think it's in the DNA. I certainly haven't intentionally went, geez, my father did this, so I'm going to do it. But well, let me say this. Certainly, one of the things that I learned from my father was preparation.
Preparation in this case means being ready to manage the candidates for an hour and a half with tens of millions of voters watching live. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.